One thing when you kind of come towards the end, a lot of the things that you may have wanted to say have been said. And I'd like to echo a lot of the sentiments that have been said. Being kind of old school, a few things come to mind when I think of the Youth Corps program. First of all, being grateful and thankful is one of my mantras. And very grateful that this Youth Corps program selected the young people that they selected and the staff that was chosen. And then as I looked around the room, a thought came to mind about how it takes a whole village to raise a child. And I see we have quite a village here. Another thing that comes to mind is a cliche about a lot of times young people don't care about how much you know till they know how much you care. And I think we can hear by a lot of the testimonies that we have a lot of caring people in this room. And that also helped to make the Youth Corps program successful. I'm a person that believes in win-win situations. And we've heard a lot of the positive statistics. We've heard a lot of tangible results, but I just want to briefly touch on the intangible results that aren't quantifiable or measurable, and that's one huge piece of the Youth Corps program that I hope we carry forward. And when I say that, I think it's so important to build self-esteem, positive self-esteem, and I think through this program, that was one of the things that the folks in my bureau had an opportunity to share their wisdom with the youth. And had one of our youth who kind of came in the program and her head was kind of down at first and knew something was going on but couldn't put my thumb on it. And then as the 6 weeks rolled along, I could see her head raise, and after a while, she walked around there like she owned the place. And I really do believe that, learning about the importance of integrity and hard work ethic and being on time and dressing appropriately and goal setting and a lot of the things that aren't always immediately measurable. And I think the Youth Corps program, by the selection of the staff, Tiffany, Tatiana, Sun, they really cared and went above and beyond for the youth. And so I definitely would like to thank them for that hard work and going above and beyond 24 hours a day. And I know that even to this day that they are still staying in contact with several members, seven youth, in the Youth Corps program. And so I like to close by saying that, another corny phrase, but we definitely have to continue to try to keep hope alive for the youth. And I think the Youth Corps program is just one of those tools on the tool belt that can help keep hope alive for the young people, because if there's no hope, there's despair. And where there's despair, there's drug use, alcohol abuse, and all the negative things that we know in society. So, thank you.
Thank you all very much. Really appreciate it.
I'd like to call forward three of the youth that participated in the Youth Corps internships, Veronica Rivera, Jared Freermuth, and Cameron Powell.
Welcome. Glad you're here.
Who wants to start?
You can start.
Hello, my name is Veronica Rivera. I participated in the Portland Multnomah Youth Corps because I needed academic credit recovery, and I also needed to gain work experience, and I needed to make money. I've learned a lot of things throughout my participation in the program. I learned that I always needed to be responsible as to get to my job on time and as to do what needed to be done as efficiently as possible, as to successfully complete my duties in a professional and a timely manner. I learned to be patient. I realized that some days there wasn't going to be a lot of work, so instead of me spacing out, I learned to seek the additional work that needed to be done and to do the little things that needed to be done, and even if it wasn't asked for me to do them. This program has really influenced me to think about what I want to do with my future. If it wasn't for this program, I probably don't know what I would have done this summer. I probably wouldn't have done things that would have been good. But thanks to this program, I have actually been involved in something that not only benefited me, but also benefited Portland. I'm currently attending my sophomore years at an alternative school named Farage. It is very helpful with assisting me in my learning process and making good choices. I believe that the alternative schools sometimes receive a bad reputation and people think that they are only for bad students, but that's not true. Alternative schools are designed to help people who struggle with school, and I am one of those persons who has struggled in school. My alternative school has really supported me and helped me with my individual needs, and thanks to them, I also came forth to this program. Portland Multnomah Youth Corps has definitely opened my eyes to different and exciting new job careers, but my goal still remains to be a social worker. This program is a very valuable resource to teach youth the early stages of job skills, training, and to provide workplace experience. I was able to experience firsthand of the responsibility and reliability of it all. I have really gained confidence to try harder to achieve my long-term goals. It has truly changed my life. In conclusion, I just wanted to thank all the people that made this program possible. This has been an amazing and great experience, and I'd be thrilled if this would happen again for next year or the years following, because I would love to participate again. So thank you all.
Good job.
I'm Jared Farmuth. I was an intern at Portland Fire and Rescue Training Station. I want to talk about how I got into Portland Youth Corps. Before I was referred by my principal, I was on the verge of dropping out pretty much, and I just didn't have any reason to be in school. It just wasn't my thing, I guess. I didn't have any goals. I was hanging out with the wrong people, which a lot of the youth today, you see that quite a lot, I don't know. But I was just getting in trouble doing no good. And then I remember I took an interview for Youth Corps. I wasn't too sure exactly if I'd fall through on that, but it turned out I did. And so I started summer school about mid-June, and then we started JRT after that, and I don't explain. I was an alternate for the program. I wasn't guaranteed a job, so I had to stay in school and be there on time more than the other people, and it was kind of a competition, which I wasn't too sure about since my previous track record. But it turned out actually pretty good. I did all my work, showed up to school on time, and ended up getting a job in the end game.
How was the fire bureau?
Oh, you just beat me to the punch. I was going to ask you, so what did you do at the training center?
Did a bunch of stuff. First day, I was actually at the waterfront. You know, the one they're rebuilding, the firehouse down there.
Main station.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I was down there with one of the studio guys. I was a photographer for the day, so if you see any pictures, it was me.
Bob?
Yeah, Bob.
Bob, yeah.
Yeah. The other guy was out.
Kent? Yeah.
He's the commissioner in charge of the fire bureau.
Mm.
He's a former firefighter.
I also worked with them.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Wait, did I see you before?
Well, When I was wearing a uniform, you were still in grade school, I think.
Only on TV.
I've been left. I left there when I came here 7 years ago.
Most people tell us he's better looking in person.
Yeah. And nicer in person.
So I
did you get to go on any runs to
actually? I didn't. They said I would, but I just didn't get to it.
Yeah.
But I helped out a bunch of the drills.
And, oh, good. Mm. Is this something you might be interested in doing?
It's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. So I possibly, yes.
Okay.
I'd have to go.
Don't want to put you on the spot here.
Well, I kind of am, so.
Well, you are on the spot, so. You can do it. You did it this summer. You can do it.
Yeah. They actually taught me more about how it runs and how I could be a fireman. And actually, there'd be
fighter.
Sorry. There's actually people that came to the station asking how they can get a job, and after a while, they had me telling people that.
That's excellent.
And some people would actually ask what an EMT was, and fire science. They were kind of lost, but I was just they taught me a bunch of that kind of stuff. And other than working with the firefighters, I was actually doing some hard labor, which I actually liked. It kind of got me out of the well, it did get me out of the position I was in. I mean, from not going to school and just hanging out with the wrong people. At Park Rose, the school I went to, it was a 78% dropout rate or something like that. And I had no confidence. My teachers they wouldn't help me out that much that I needed. And turns out I actually, thanks to the help of Jane and Tiffany, I got into Benson over.
Oh, excellent.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Nice.
Thanks.
Hey, good job. Great testimony. Good job. Thank you very much. Thank you.
So I'd now like to transition to the final aspect of Youth Corps as you transition in 11th grade and beyond towards post-secondary training and a family wage, living wage job. I'd like to call forward Andrew McGaw from Executive Director of Work Systems to talk about the Summer Works program and introduce you to a couple of panels of adults and students that work together this summer.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners. Thanks for having me tonight. You are spared the PowerPoint. I want to be cognizant of the time, so I'm just going to...
my reaction.
Yeah. You know, maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. this is the second time that's happened to me today, so I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
Means we'd rather hear from you directly.
Of course, you know, and what would testimony by me be without a little bit of statistics? So you're not going to be spared the statistics, but I do want to go through this quickly because we have a couple people who actually did the work. I didn't do the work. But as was mentioned, we're sort of the tail end of this stuff, of the Youth Corps effort. We pick up kids from 16 to 25, and, you know, what's a workforce guy doing here? Well, we like to connect kids to work, and we think that work during the summer months is a critical component of the city's effort to keep kids in school and to help them succeed in school. So this year we got $3.4 million of ARRA, and for those of you who don't know, that's stimulus money, American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. And we invested that in the summer youth program, serving kids 16 to 24 in the city, Multnomah, and Washington counties. We served 1,250 kids this summer, and we infused $3.27 million into the local economy as a result. So if you're looking for a stimulating effect, I think you found it in a summer job. The question for us is, well, why is summer jobs important? And they're important for a number of reasons, but not the least of which is that, you know, the participation rate by kids between the ages of 16 and 19 has fallen from 45.2% in the year 2000 to 29.8% this year. That's the lowest rate it's ever been since World War II, since they started recording this stuff. So if you dig deeper into those numbers, you'll find that low-income kids, and particularly low-income African-American males, are hardest hit, with only 12% of low-income African-American males working today, three times lower than their middle-class white counterparts. The fact is that employment during the teen years really, really matters, especially for low-income and minority kids. It increases graduation rates, awareness of the links between what you know and what you earn, and improves the transition from school to work, meaning higher employment rates, higher wages, and higher lifetime earnings. It's proven facts. So in terms of outcomes, again, 1,250 kids across the two-county region, 297 different work sites participated, including a multitude of city bureaus. We had 119 kids participating just in city bureaus. Again, thank you for your participation and leadership at the city level. It's unbelievable what your staff are doing in this regard. It's great. So I want to talk really quickly specifically about Portland and then bring up Joe and Victoria, a couple of the providers who actually did the work.
Why don't you come on up, Joe and Victoria?
So there were 727 kids from the city who were served in this program. 100% of those kids were low income, meaning that if they lived in a family of four, their household income was less than $26,000 a year. 64% of those kids were kids of color, 54% were receiving public assistance, and 72% were school dropouts or at risk of dropping out. And I guess the biggest point here is, despite all of these challenges, when these kids got an opportunity, they delivered. And that, I think, is the message here. If we can figure out how to continue to do this, you give these kids a shot, they take advantage of it, and they do it well. And so with that, I'll turn it over to my friends here, Victoria and Joe.
Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. It's a pleasure and honor to be here, and especially talking about the Summer Works, the remarkable program that we ran this year. I am an employment services manager at IRCO. My name is Victoria Leboff, and I've been in business of helping immigrants and refugees with getting into workforce, developing professional vocational skills, and building careers in this country for the last 18 years. But with full confidence, I can say that what I had a privilege of running this summer was a wonderful program that I would beg to run for the rest of my employment at IRCO. let me tell you why. First of all, with the AIRA money, and Andrew just mentioned how much money we got here, IRCA was one of the major providers, and we got more than 450 applications for 225 slots that we were allotted. It was hard choice to select youth, but we did. We are at Immigrant and Refugee Community Organization working, of course, the name says it, mostly with immigrants and refugees. And it was amazing to see young people aged 16 through 24 lining up for a variety of work experience opportunities. Many of them been in this country for just a few months. Many of them came from refugee camps with their parents. They came from families where the education is a known word, where getting a solid employment in respectable environment is something that people literally don't understand. And being able to assist this youth and matching their interests, skills, opportunities, language abilities with work sites was very, very important. We had 138 work sites, and I am counting city bureaus separately because they are located in different places, they have different supervisors, but we had 78 kids. I shouldn't say kids, young people, because they are 16 through 25. We had 79 of them working for City of Portland. We have many of them working for Multnomah County, different departments. We have many of them working for private businesses. And we were also happy to open up our doors to Native American youth. We work closely with NAE, and we had 20 of them participating in the program with us. Each of them, on average, made $1,600 for the average of 880 hours of work. And we spoke with youth. What were they doing with the money? The plans were opening accounts, saving money for colleges, buying books and supplies for upcoming year, and also, in many cases, their paycheck was the only paycheck that their family would get. Or they were the first people in America to bring the first paycheck to their family. And it was such, I hate signing checks. I was ready with my pen to sign those checks every 2 weeks when they were getting paid, because that was such a pride we have. One thing I want to mention or kind of bring our attention here to is, you know, there are actually three different entities involved in all the projects. The youth, and we talk about them here today a lot, the employers, and us, providers. And I don't think there's anybody here who wasn't deeply touched. I want to tell you about employers. One of our sites was a water bureau, and we had 17 youth who were supposed to work every day, being at work at 7:30 and working full-time. And we were very nervous about would they be able to perform and stay. Not only all of them did, but they did a remarkable job. A couple of them are sitting here behind me. Hi, guys.
Yeah.
And the remarkable thing that I think affected the staff at the Water Bureau was that they were all together, 17 of them, from 12 countries. They were a great team that worked together really well, and that's a piece of diversity that IRCO always brings. And the last thing I want to say about us providers, as I said at the beginning, I would beg to do that yearly, because it gives, first of all, we had a meeting today, and I asked that question. I asked my staff, what did it do to us? And we said, we can do that. And we are fully confident that with the support of these funds and other funds, we can help our youth to get into careers. We can help them to establish themselves in this country, go to colleges, gain skills, gain confidence, and be very successful. And 20 seconds more, I want to mention something, because we talk a lot about this here, younger youth that would learn that there is a career ahead, that they should go to college, they should have good grades. I have to tell you that the conversation I overheard from one of the youth who was working for Sun School Youth Camp with elementary school kids, and our participant, who is a senior in high school, goes like, you know, you got to study well at school, because if you did what I did when I was in the middle school, you're going to be in troubles. You need to get the good grades. And I think this is a wonderful opportunity for older youth to become role models and mentors, and that's something that we should look closely into. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you.
And later on, you will listen to one of our participants, and we also have a staff who is going to read a letter from a supervisor who couldn't make it here. Sorry
Thank
if I
you.
Took more time.
You, I love your enthusiasm and your passion.
Okay. You want to let the Yurko finish.
The letter first. Okay. Hello, Commissioners, Mayor Adams, and Jasmine Samples. I have a letter here from W.B. Adams Company. It's one of our employers over the summer program. And it was in regards to this lovely lady I have next to me here, Galina. Our office decided to participate in the ERCO SummerWorks program this year because we enjoy the opportunity to work with young people to develop work skills. We were lucky enough to have an open position available for Galena when this program was proposed to us, and so we jumped on board. Galena was placed in the position of receptionist at our office and was on the front line when dealing with customers and the public. She worked with our customers with a level of professionalism rarely seen in people her age. As she continued here, she gained more duties, and we came to rely on her. Throughout Galena's time with our company, we were able to watch as she became more comfortable in the office environment, learned new tasks and skills, and grew more confident in her abilities. She was a valuable asset to our company and always willing to help anyone. Her constant positive attitude and desire to learn made her a joy to have around the office. Our office ran fairly smoothly this summer, and much of that can be contributed to Galena's assistance and personable demeanor. It was quite a pleasure to watch her grow and develop her skills in such a manner. All of us at W.B. Adams Company wish Galena the best in the future, and we are confident she will continue to excel and go far. Thank you. Ashley Stoneburner, W.B. Adams Company, Office Manager.
Good job, Galena. Congratulations.
This is a letter she can use as a letter of reference. And in addition, this company has also hired one of ERCO's WIA's year-round youth permanently part-time.
And you, because of the, we have to end this at 7:30, you have the honor of being the last person to speak tonight. So how was your experience?
My name is Galena Shevchenko.
Joe should go off.
Oh,
go ahead, please.
Yeah, I can do it quickly. My name is Galena Shevchenko, and I'm a senior at Franklin High School. This summer, as a participant in the Summer Works program from ERCO, I worked at W.B. Adams Insurance Agency. Working at W.B. Adams is my first real job, and it has been a pleasurable learning experience. I love meeting new people that had succeeded in their life and that has made me to want to do the same and be successful. At school, I was like every other student, slacking off, using extra credit to raise my grade at the end of the quarter, and turning in work late. At this internship, I have learned the value of punctuality and completing tasks on time. I realize that everything I learn in school right now, I will need in the future. We might think that getting by with a C grade is good enough, but that will teach us and get us in the habit of getting the minimum out of everything in our life. Just enough to get by, but what we want is to get as much as possible, go as high as possible. Try to go beyond just that C and get an A, which in the end will probably bring us more good than just a C. This internship gave me an insight on the type of job that I could have with an education, how much greater my pay would be, and that every person is important in society, no matter how big or small their role is. Before, I thought to just get a certificate in business and accounting, something quick, and get a job. However, completing my internship with W.B. Adams Company has confirmed my career decision going into business and accounting for major and medical office administrative assistant as a minor. I now plan to get my associate's degree in both fields, not just a certificate.
Yeah. One more. Joe, do you want to say anything?
I can say something real quick.
Go for it.
Okay.
We will let you speak.
Yeah, yeah, we can say. Well, first of all, Mayor Adams, Commissioner, thank you for this opportunity. I'll be very succinct. Just two things that I'd like to acknowledge. First, Joe McFerrin, President and CEO, Portland OIC, home of the Rosemary Anderson High School. Two things I'd like to say. One, I'd like to commend Andrew McGuff and the Work Systems team for the work that they've done with the Summer Works program. As an organization, we've partnered with Work Systems for 15 years. And so we've had our ups and downs, and I think with Andrew's leadership, I'm very proud to be a partner and a contractor. That's one. The second thing I'd like to acknowledge is one of our partners, Don Jensen, owner, founder of Bridgetown Coffee. Don Jensen participated in the Summer Works program and provided a number of opportunities. He has also partnered with our organization since 2005, where we have worked with over 80 young people in and out of his organization to get training. So with that said, I'm really inspired about some of the things that I've heard with all the programs. And I want to commend you for your work and your endorsement of this, of these various projects. And I hope that this is something that we can institute, count on next year and in the years to come. Thank you.
Very much. Appreciate it. That's it. So this is a presentation to council. So there's no vote, but commissioners are, if you want to make a few comments before we adjourn.
Well, obviously this was a inspired gathering tonight, and it, I think, speaks for itself when you see the young folks up here talking about how it's helped them, and particularly I was particularly moved by one of my Water Bureau folks testifying about the impact not only the program had on him, on the student, but himself as well, and the Water Bureau staff. So Sam, I know Sam pretty well, and a lot of people dismiss politicians when they make promises in campaigns. I sit back and start going, oh, man, that's going to be a lot of work, when Sam was talking about reducing the dropout rate by 50%. And this is an example of what Sam does. I mean, he gets focused on an issue, and he works on it till something happens. And I know that about him, and this is, as I said, a demonstration of exactly the kind of work Sam likes to do. And when he says he's going to do something, we're all on board to do it till it gets done. So I appreciate his leadership a lot on this. It means a lot to me personally, and I know it does to Sam as well personally, and I'm very, very happy to support all that you have done.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thanks. Well, Mayor, first I want to thank everyone for coming out to council and to staying with us late into the evening, and I want to tell you how inspired I was by what the folks had to say who testified and by your presence. I want to tell you just a brief story about two meetings I've attended recently. One was I attended a farewell event for some of the kids that we hire at the Parks Bureau to serve as lifeguards. I wonder, has anyone here ever been a lifeguard at the summer? Here's one. Last summer?
No,
so, no, okay. No, okay. I'm sorry. Well, we hire about 600 young people to serve as lifeguards. And this past summer, we had an incident at Peninsula, a pool where a 9-year-old young person almost drowned. And when you're charged with supervising pools with hundreds of people swimming, from time to time these things happen. But the reason this young person survived is because there were four lifeguards who did exactly what they had been trained to do. And they saved a life. They were ranged in age from about 15 to 17. And they had been with the Parks Bureau for some time, coming back every summer to do lifeguard work. And so at an awards recognition event that we scheduled, Chief Klum, chief of the Fire Bureau, and I had the honor of handing out certificates and thanking the four young people. And Chief Klum went on to say in his remarks that what they had done is saved a life. They had been first responders. They had done the highest calling of public service. And he hoped that they would, all of them, would consider careers in the Fire Bureau, something Commissioner Leonard mentioned earlier today. At another event I went to, and I want to just acknowledge how proud I am of the role that the Parks Bureau played with this. We had a number of people who signed up, served as mentors or participants, coaches, and we've received nothing but positive feedback from them about their experience. But we met with some at-risk kids in a barbecue at the end of a summer. And these are kids that had been involved in removing invasive species throughout the city. And what I said to them was, you know, you've not only done a great service to your city by working and by contributing, but you've also gained some experience, and we want to be helpful in your future. And I, as the Parks Commissioner, hope that some of you choose careers in the Parks Bureau. And really, what I want to illustrate with both is that for those of you who participated in this program, it sounds like you've had a wonderful, in some cases, transforming life experience. And that happens when people connect. Always beautiful things happen when people connect and show love and support. And so it's very inspiring to hear that. But this program will ultimately be a success when many of you, those of you here, those of you watching on TV, choose careers in public service and actually come work for the city. So I represent the Parks Bureau,
the Housing Bureau. The mayor is in charge of everything. Commissioner Leonard has the Water Bureau and the Fire Bureau and the Bureau of Development Services. And I know it would be a point of pride for all of us someday to have the folks who are in this room who have completed their education and continued on the career path that they're obviously on in this very positive direction to be employees of our bureaus and colleagues in the important work we do here at City Hall. So congratulations to all. Jane, great job. And Mayor, I'm very proud of your work in this area.
Well, on that note, I want to thank everyone who participated tonight. I want to thank the patience and the perseverance of my colleagues up here on the City Council. It's been a long day. Thank you to WSI, the entire team, Tiffany, my education team, Urko, Sun, everybody. But most of all, to those of you that participated in this, and we hope that you'll come back as paid staff. So thank you. We stand adjourned. All right. Good morning.